Dean, were you out in Hollywood watching the new Amy Winehouse movie? Is that what
I
you
was.
Were doing?
Yes, I was.
How is it?
It is. I'm going to give you a full review just before it opens on the 17th. But I loved Amy Winehouse. I loved her music. Her life just was a complete tragedy, dying of a drug overdose. But so in that sense, you know, it's reliving a very tragic story. Just in a nutshell, the movie kind of skips over a lot of the history of Amy Winehouse. And I know you can't include everything, every single thing in the movie. But I thought it skipped over some important things. So the I had a couple of problems with the storytelling. But the performance... It is a up-and-coming actress by the name of Marisa Abella who plays Amy Winehouse in this movie. And she is spectacular. She sings the songs and sounds just like Amy Winehouse. So in that sense, you know, it's fantastic. I was curious to find out if, you know, the production costs on the movie were higher than the hairspray and eye makeup budget on the movie, because if you remember, Amy Winehouse famously brought back the beehive hairdo,
oh, yeah,
and all that eye makeup that she was wearing. When I went to see the movie, and you know, we did the interviews and such, there were lots of super Amy Winehouse fans who were dressed up like her. And it's like you couldn't tell one Amy Winehouse apart from the other. And then the actress, Marisa, who plays her in the movie, shows up. She didn't have any of the eye makeup on, you know, for the interviews and things later on. So, like, everybody looked like Amy Winehouse except her at the actual interviews. But I'll tell you much more. It opens May 17th, I believe, is the date. Yeah, May 17th. And I'll tell you a lot more about that then. A huge night, though, in Los Angeles. I came back yesterday, so I missed this red carpet that took place last night for the movie The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And it's a really good movie. I saw it. It's exciting. It's romantic. It's funny. But, you know, all these red carpets... You know, they're all the same. You know, the stars come out, they look fantastic, they pose for the cameras, they walk inside. You know, sometimes they stick around for the movie. Almost always, they you know, make an appearance. They get on the stage and wave, and then skip out and go to In-N-Out Burger, a quick little bite. So Ryan Gosling shows up, and he's got this really cool kind of lime-colored suit on. You know, he just looks so cool in everything that he wears. And then he disappears. And a little later, a limo pulls up, and out come Beavis and Butthead.
What?
From the Saturday Night Live sketch that Ryan Gosling did with Mikey Day. They were in full makeup, full costume. And really, they kind of stole the show. Beavis and Butthead stole the show.
I bet.
From the actual actors who were in the movie. And they walked, you know, they took pictures and signed autographs and, you know, the whole nine yards. But that shows you how popular that one particular sketch was. It's one of the highest rated ever on Saturday Night Live, both on the air and also on YouTube. But they brought him back out again, and that's what everybody's talking. I love that.
So that Ryan Gosling's idea for that?
I guess so. I didn't hear whose idea it was to do it, but
that's pretty cool.
They brought Mikey Day out from New York, to Hollywood to walk the red carpet, and they were positive that it was going to get a lot of attention. And it turns out that's what we're talking about today.
It worked.
John job well done. It worked.
When you were out there, did you determine that everyone is now on Ozempic?
Apparently, that is the case. I think they now you can order it on hotel menus now.
Yeah, in L.A. for sure.
In L.A., right. Would you like some Botox, sir? Would you like some Ozempic? What can we get for you? The latest deal is that I guess Barbara Streisand had posted on Instagram asking Melissa McCarthy if she had been taking Ozempic. And everybody except Melissa McCarthy, it seems like, got upset. Even Richard Simmons is on social media this morning, trashing Barbara Streisand, saying that was a terrible question to ask somebody, you know, that it's a personal thing, whether or not, because Melissa McCarthy has gone through a weight loss, but, you know, whether or not she is actually on Ozempic, here's an interesting idea. It's none of your business. It's her business, what she's doing to lose weight. It's not like she's on some illegal drug. A lot of people who have not had luck with weight loss in the conventional ways are turning to one of these drugs, Mounjaro or Ozempic, and there's a whole bunch of them now that I guess you can take, and some people are having really good luck with it. But here's what Melissa McCarthy had to say. I mean, social media is up in arms because Barbara Streisand had the nerve to ask, are you on Ozempic? Ozempic, and you know, Richard Simmons is all upset and everyone's upset. Here's what Melissa McCarthy had to say. Quote, the takeaway, Barbara Streisand knows that I exist. She reached out to me and she thought I looked good. I win the day.
Yeah, so good for her.
So there you go. It's as simple as that. Melissa McCarthy doesn't care one way or the other about the whole thing. But isn't this just an example of the press and social media taking something which is not an issue to the people who are actually involved and trying to turn it into something which it has not.
Yeah, making it an issue.
Making it an issue, exactly.
Showbiz, we love it. And Dean has the new streaming shows and more to talk about after a break.
He said showbiz, Beavis.
Dean, any surprises with the Tony Award nominations?
No, not really. The shows that were nominated yesterday are pretty much the biggest shows that are on Broadway right now that fell into the time category to qualify for nominations. The big categories include Best Musical, which is Hell's Kitchen, got 13 nominations, tied for the most of any production of all. A production called Illinois. Also, The Outsiders, Suffs, and Water for Elephants. For Best Play, the nominees are Mary Jane, Mother Play, Prayer for the French Republic, Jaja's African Hair Braiding, and also a show called Stereophonic, also getting 13 nominations. For Best Revivals, for Play, it is Appropriate, Enemy of the People, and Pearly Victorious. And nominees for Best Musical Revival are Cabaret, Gutenberg the Musical, Merrily We Roll Along, and The Who's Tommy. So, lots of familiar titles, certainly in that category. Tonys are going to be given out on June the 16th. And it's actually, while we're talking about theater, it's we've actually got kind of quite a few theater notes today. We've got four big shows that are premiering tonight that include the Jason Alexander comedy, the world premiere of the play called Judgment Day. It's at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater until May 26th. But also opening tonight is the touring company of Mamma Mia, the ABBA musical, which is at the Nederlander Theater through May the 19th. The world premiere of Death Becomes Her, the adaptation of the movie, which is at the Cadillac Palace Theater June the 2nd. And the Simon and Garfunkel story at the CIBC Theater only until this coming Sunday. I was going to say, which of these shows do you think Bob would hate the most? But I think he would probably actually like the Simon and Garfunkel.
Exactly. Yeah. You know me.
Yeah. Also, they just announced earlier this morning that the production that is currently over at the Goodman Theater, that is, where did I do with it here? Oh, here it is. Joe Turner's Come and Gone. Has just now been extended, and now will be playing there until May the 19th. August Wilson's Joe Turner's Come and Gone, a really powerful show. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in theater that you probably will not see Bob at.
yeah, especially if it's a musical.
Many of these shows.
Although the jukebox musicals like Simon and Garfunkel, Neil Diamond, maybe I'll go to those.
How about the Jersey Boys, the Four Seasons?
I like
one?
That. Yeah, I like the Carole King Beautiful the best, I think.
That's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora right now. That's just open. I'm going to be seeing that soon, and we'll give you reviews of as many of these as we possibly can.
Good.
So
what's on the top of your list for premieres on the streaming channels?
We have so many things that are streaming this week. Unfortunately, it just closed on my computer. You know what?
We got time. I'm on till 10. Take your time. Yeah, Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I say as though I'm not reading this off of a screen right now. There is the comedy which stars Jerry Seinfeld, is written by Jerry Seinfeld, and is directed by Jerry Seinfeld called Unfrosted. And it is the story of the creation of the Pop-Tart. It's like one comedy superstar after another. Melissa McCarthy is in it. Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, the list goes on and on and on. But that will begin streaming this coming Friday on Netflix. Anne Hathaway has a new movie that is out on Amazon Prime, also on Friday, that's called The Idea of You. She is a single mom who falls in love with a much younger lead singer of the biggest boy band in the world. We also have The Return of Hacks this week, the Gene Smart series that now places her character at the top of her career. That'll begin streaming on Max starting tomorrow. We have Jeff Daniels starring in a dramatic series adaptation of Tom Wolfe's best-selling novel, A Man in Full. We have got Harvey Keitel starring in The Tattooist of Auschwitz, about a Jewish prisoner who is forced to tattoo ID numbers on his fellow Jews in the prison camp. That'll begin on Peacock starting tomorrow. So this is an exceptional week. We have really quite a bit of stuff. Oh, plus, you'll love this, too. Letterman's back with his series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. That has begun streaming on Netflix right now. And his first guest, Chicago's own John Mulaney, who takes him back to St. Ignatius High School for a visit. So
cool.
Lots of good stuff going on.
And quickly, what are you cooking on TV in about an hour?
Well, you know, we've got Greek Easter that is this coming Sunday. So I'm going to do something that's pretty, it'll be pretty much on every Greek table this coming Sunday, the Greek lasagna pastizo. My mom made it a different way than most of the restaurants do. It's kind of a village style, a sort of bistro style. I'll show you how easy it is to make coming up about 9:30 this morning.
I love pasticcio. Now it's coming to WGN.
I'll fix you a plate.
Yeah,
send it over for
one number six to go. Thank you, Dean. Have a good one.